For many young people, it's time for spring break, so the last thing one should talk about is bad grades. But that's precisely what U.S. infrastructure received during the most recent assessment supplied by the American Society of Civil Engineers. Every 4 years, the Society publishes an analysis regarding the capabilities of American infrastructure, including the nation's seaports, airports, water systems, and roads. American infrastructure received a grade of D+, unchanged from its last report card delivered in 2013. The Society estimates that the U.S. needs to invest roughly $4.6 trillion by the year 2025 to bring infrastructure to a level of adequacy, which translates into a grade of B-. That figure is about $2 trillion higher than current projected funding levels. The report says that substandard infrastructure is costing each American as much as $3,400 in disposable income a year. It's also a matter of life and death. Traffic fatalities increased 7% between 2014 and 2015. As reported by Reuters, America's water systems are leaking trillions of gallons of drinking water, and more than 2,200 dams are at high risk of failure. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.